partiers, revelers, people that just like to go like this, and people that like to go like that. People that like to sit, people that like to go like this. Welcome. Welcome to a little ditty that I make about getting married. And it's not just for anyone. You see, you might have seen the title already. It's for the weirdos, the freaks, the crazies, which, in my opinion, covers out of everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name's Josh Withers, and today we're talking about what happens after the first dance. It's the bit where we've done all the formalities. We've had a ceremony, we've had canapes, we've had food, we've had drinks, we've had food, we've had speeches. We've kind of gotten through a lot of business. There's only one thing left, really, which is to party. I've got so many thoughts on this, and I just want to prefix them all, as I would with any topic. I'm not your mum. You can do whatever the heck you like. But there's a bunch of things I can recommend. You see, what happens after the first dance, and look, we could even go all night on the first dance because you know you don't have to have one. You can do whatever you like. But a first dance is nice. People like that. And if you like that, do that. If you don't like it, don't do it. But let's just assume you're going to do it. So you do your first dance, and then maybe it's, well, so it's 9:27 where I am. We did the first dance about an hour and a half ago. I'm at Gavin by Homestead, a sweet little venue in Toowoomba. And you might be able to hear the music in the background because they're rocking out there at the moment. There's so many things you can do, but I want you to think about it, which you might say if you've been listening or watching to this, for a while, then you'd probably know that that's my thing, just to think about it. But actually think about what makes a good party. Your first dance can happen in a different area to your actual doof doof dancing, and that's kind of weird because everyone's got to transition again. So first step, I would have your first dance where you want the doof doof dancing to happening. If you want to dance in the ballroom, dance in the ballroom, but make that your dance floor for afterwards as well. But then what actually happens when this doof doof part of the night, this dance floor, this rocking on kind of night? You see, every different group of person and people celebrates and parties differently. Honestly, I love me some 90s alternative rock, but it's not really dance music, but I'd love to listen to it. I'd probably be on the dance floor. But when it comes to you and your people, what gets you and your people on the dance floor? I don't know. And that's for you to figure out. It's for you to figure out how on earth do our people party. Do we love live music? Because if you do, then get a bloody amazing band. But if you guys love hitting the dance club, what am I, 400? If you guys like hitting the nightclub and you're just like, Then get a rockin' DJ. I can recommend myself, I'm pretty good. But get a DJ that's awesome and sick and actually knows how to party. If you guys just want some background music on, then look, don't waste mine or anyone's time. Just put a playlist on them. But don't expect people to dance to your playlist, because it just doesn't work like that. You need someone with a bit of thought and a bit of intelligence to say, like, this is what these people need right now. Here's the biggest tip, though. A rockin' dance floor, doesn't matter if it's live music, band, iPod, whatever, a rockin' dance floor has got one thing and one thing only on it. A married couple. A newly married couple. Dare I say, you and your partner. You two on it. That's what a rockin' dance floor has, because wherever you guys are, that's where the people are. If you want to have a rockin' dance floor, but you two want to hang outside and have a smoke all night, that's where the people are. It's not that hard, really. Create an event that accurately and beautifully and simply celebrates the two of you. And if that's a nightclub scene, if that's a pub rock band scene, if that's anything in between, if that's a piano bar with cigars and whiskey, let that be the thing. Don't be afraid of not having dancing. Because honestly, if you're not going to dance, don't waste all of their time. Don't have a dance floor. Don't get lights and a DJ and a band or whatever. Just do your thing. And that's, I don't know, life lesson number one for the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Just do you. This has been another Rebel's Guide. My name is Josh Withers. I feel like I don't say this much, so I'm just going to say it here. I'm a marriage celebrant. I marry people. I MC, I DJ. So if you need that kind of guy, I'm your guy. But also, this podcast and this video would be so good if you guys shared it around. Just, you know, did the little sharey thing, commented someone and said, hey, you should listen to this. You're getting married. You're a freak. You should watch and listen to this. If you're watching, we're a podcast. If you're listening, we're also a video on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, IGTV. Comment, share, get around. It's The Rebels Guide to Getting Married. You can find all the links to share and whatnot at therebels.guide. No www.no.com. You can just get on there and clicky, 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 and have a flipping awesome wedding.